here in the Woodkey venue with Dr. Vicky Conway, who is an expert in policing in Ireland and on the Commission for the Future of Policing. Vicky, can you tell me a little bit about this consultation process and how you found it so far?
So we're engaged. So the Commission on the Future of Policing has been tasked effectively with drafting a blueprint for the future of policing in Ireland, much like the Patent Commission in Northern Ireland. And a key part of that is to hear as broadly as possible from everyone concerned about this. So we've been meeting directly with stakeholders. We've been visiting a great many Garda stations. I think we've been to 17 or 18 so far, and having in-depth meetings with management and Garda rank at those stations. And we've also been travelling around the country, running a range of public events in different formats, sometimes kind of open public consultations, sometimes more one-on-one conversations with people. And this is really because, and I actually quite firmly believe that everyone in society almost has a duty to contribute to this, that how we want to be policed in the future, what we want to get from our police, but also, you know, the police are dependent on the public. They need people to come forward to engage with what they're doing. They need victims, they need witnesses, all of that. So, you know, for policing to work, everyone has to buy into it. So it's really important that we hear from a really broad perspective of people. And so far, that has been happening. So we've been getting a range of people who are talking a lot about how they really value their community police, and that at the local level, they've seen some really great stuff. But a lot of concerns as well. Sometimes that's about resources. They're not seeing enough guards. Guard of visibility comes up a lot. But, you know, there are people coming to us who have very particular issues.
Would that be a bigger issue in the rural communities?
The visibility?
Yeah.
No, not so much. I mean, it came up a lot in Cork. I mean, we'll see tonight. So this is, you know, the open event in Dublin this evening, and we're really interested. There's a very long list of stakeholders have signed up, so we're really interested to hear what people have to say this evening.
And I was speaking briefly to Dr. Johnny Connolly, who's a member of the Commission as well. He said the Limerick group was quite interesting because you had a community gathering of people from Moyross and other areas, and they were saying how they valued community policing. Has that come up in other areas
I think that's a massive theme that, and I imagine we'll hear a bit more of that tonight, that people want guards that are embedded in their communities, that know their communities, that contribute to them in a broad range of ways, which of course, you know, if you have a guard who's coaching the local camogie team, and we hear a lot of that, there are still a lot of guards doing that kind of thing, they get to know those kids and they have a better respect for the police, but they also get to know the families, you know, and all of that. So these are really positive things that can really shape policing in a really great way. And if, you know, some of the groups that are coming along, I think, you know, there's a lot of people here that are very passionate about what has happened to date in policing, which has not always been right. You know, we know that. But also how they want it to be in the future. And this is the thing, like, the Commission is not about what happened in the past. We need to understand that, obviously, but we are absolutely about what do we want the future to be? What do we want the guards to prioritise? You know, how do we want them resourced? How do we want them structured? How do we want them led? How do we want them overseen? What technology do we want them to have?
So is it a difficult task in terms of blending a kind of idealism with then also a realism about what is actually achievable?
Yeah, it is a very challenging task, and the scale of it is huge. But I think we're really lucky in the depth of the expertise on the Commission. So we have a number of academics. We have two people that have served as police overseas and have managed police services overseas. We have management consultants. We have representatives of victims' organisations. We have a woman that ran the police college in Canada, you know, really diverse range of expertise, and that really helps make sure we get all the pieces together.
I'm here with Ms. Kathleen O'Toole, who's the chair of the Commission for the Future of Policing. Kathleen, how did you find the consultation this evening in Dublin at Woodkey?
Well, similar to other places we've been, it was incredibly informative. You know, I always really appreciate the people that come forward and have the courage to tell very personal stories.
Yes.
And I think everyone tonight contributed in a very constructive way. It's so important that we get out and listen to people who are living and working in the neighborhood. neighborhoods throughout the country. And tonight, again, once again, was it's wonderful to see people come out. They're eager to engage. They want to see a bright future for policing in Ireland. They're willing to contribute to the process. So I think it's very heartening, and I really appreciate that people made the effort to come tonight.
And are there certain themes that have been raised time and again at these sessions? Community policing, I believe, has come up a lot.
Yeah, we heard a lot about community policing tonight. You know, people want to see guards in their neighborhoods. You know, frontline policing is really a concern. They want to see people in their neighborhoods. They want to engage with them constructively. I think we've also been hearing a lot about the need for multidisciplinary issues that intersection, particularly at that intersection between public safety and public health, whether it's, you know, addiction or mental health issues or homelessness, you know, really coming up with a policing strategy that works with other facets or other government departments, but, you know, the NGOs and the other community groups in order to address these complicated issues. So, you know, it really validated a lot of the conclusions we're coming to early on, but also new issues were raised. We always hear something new.
Which is great. That's what you want, I guess.
That's precisely what, you know, we need to validate some of our early thinking, but even more important, we need to hear new ideas. And I think we had some fantastic contributions tonight.
And Dr. Mary Rogan struck an optimistic note at the very outset, saying this is about the future, as you did yourself. This is not about the past or the present. We're looking at what can Irish policing be going forward. Are you hopeful that we can build an exceptional human rights based policing service in Ireland?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe that. I mean that sincerely. Mm-hmm. I've worked a lot on police reform in the past. I've seen organizations turn around. And again, we're building in many respects. I mean, there are good things in the organization. I really appreciated that Professor Rogan, you know, asked people to cite positive examples as well.
That's good.
Yeah, because there are times where we'll build on positives. There are other times where we'll recommend practices be discarded and new ideas emerge. So, but I thought it was a very constructive and productive discussion tonight.
Thank you so much.